This is KERA News. The race for the 32nd congressional district in Texas is drawing a lot of national attention and a lot of money. It's long been a safe Republican district, but in the 2016 presidential election, voters there picked Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. Now, KERA's Christopher Connolly reports longtime Dallas Representative Pete Sessions is facing his toughest challenge in years.
One sign national Republicans are paying attention to this race?
Well, hello, Texas!
Vice President Mike Pence visited Dallas last week.
I'm here for one reason and one reason only, and that is that Texas and America need Pete Sessions back in a renewed Republican majority on Capitol Hill.
In a hotel ballroom packed with supporters, Sessions laid out the stakes in this year's election.
This is a cultural war that we're engaged in, and we've watched it over the last few weeks. We need to stand for making America great again, and we need to stand for making sure that Republicans hold the majority.
Pete Sessions has represented the 32nd Congressional District since 2003. It covers most of North Dallas and some of its northeastern suburbs. And throughout the years, Sessions has earned a reputation as a scrappy campaigner, a prodigious party fundraiser, and a wily political tactician. As chairman of the House Rules Committee, Sessions says he'll continue to use his influential position to bolster the Dallas economy.
I am the business community member of Congress. I have a near perfect ranking with the Chamber of Commerce. I have received their top award every single year I've been in Congress.
But Sessions' opponent says all that time in Washington has left the congressman out of touch with his district. Democrat Colin Allred says his campaign has knocked on 125,000 doors and voters are ready for change.
The North Texans that I know, the North Texans that I'm talking to, want somebody who's focused on our local issues here, who will be an advocate for us locally here with what we have going on. Who will put something over party, who will put something over, you know, political career and political advancement.
Allred grew up in the district. He was a high school football star who played in the NFL. He worked in the Obama administration as a civil rights lawyer before coming back to Dallas. And his campaign, he says, is focused on bread and butter issues: healthcare, education, job training, and raising the minimum wage.
People want a better life for their kids than they had, and they want to feel like their government is on their side and that it's not going to see them differently because of anything, whether it's their, you know, gender, where they come from, you know, what they look like, who they love. They want to have a fair shot.
Allred is banking on the fact that this district is changing. It's grown more diverse, and a lot of people are moving in, making this once solidly Republican district a battleground. Both candidates are raising big money, more than $4 million each, and more millions are coming in from left and right, from outside PACs and super PACs. All of that has unleashed a flood of TV ads on the Dallas market.
Now, I'm running for Congress because we need new leadership in Washington. I'll be an independent voice for North Texas, not a party-line politician.
They're after me this time. I'm Pete Sessions. The liberals are jamming your TV with negative ads. They want revenge.
All this cash flowing into the race is unusual, says political scientist Victoria Farrar Myers from Southern Methodist University. Typically, money flows out from Texas to fund tight races in other states.
Because Texas has been such a strong Republican red state, the national parties didn't have to really worry about this state. Now there's some cause to worry.
And the worry isn't just limited to the 32nd district, but also the Senate race between Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke and a handful of suddenly competitive congressional districts. Farrar Myers says Democrats want to put Texas in play.
You know, we're seeing a dynamic changing here in Texas, especially in this race, the changing demographics. The Democrats really feel that this is a good time to really make a good challenge and a good run.
Regardless of who wins on November 6th, Farrar Myers says the Democratic Party will try to build on the energy and infrastructure created this year. And Republicans will do everything they can to keep the state bright red. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.